The General Assembly reconvenes in Annapolis in just over a month. One of the biggest issues facing members will be filling the state's budget, roughly $400 million deficit. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that legislative leaders and a representative from the governor's office made some predictions about what's to come earlier today at the Maryland Association of Counties conference on the Eastern Shore.
It's not clear what state programs will face budget cuts, but Senate President Mike Miller said something will be cut.
We go into the session this year in January with a $400 million hole. So that means something's going to have to get cut. We're not going to raise any taxes. We're not going to raise any fees. We're going to have to cut some programs.
Neither Miller nor House Speaker Michael Bush offered specifics. They said they will have to wait and see what Governor Larry Hogan proposes in his budget and go from there. Still, Bush said there are really only a few places in the budget where cuts are possible.
I mean, the first place to look for cuts is Medicaid. It's kind of a fungible budget, but ultimately that budget is funding a lot of your providers that provide the services to the very poor.
Another option is education, but Bush said governors have traditionally steered clear of cuts to public schools.
So they go to corrections, public safety, which is a couple billion dollars in operating funds, and they go to Medicaid, which is about $600 million worth of federal and state funds together.
Both Miller and Bush suggested hiring more state employees on time-limited contracts rather than as full-time workers. Senate Minority Leader J.B. Jennings suggested trimming the so-called mandated spending, those items the state is required to pay for year after year. Kiefer Mitchell, a senior advisor to the governor, said reducing those budget mandates is among Hogan's top priorities.
You know, it's alluded to that 80% of the budget is mandated spending. Our revenues have increased by 3%. However, spending continues to increase.
In addition to the budget, lawmakers predicted legislation dealing with greenhouse gases and opioid addiction. One of the first things the legislature is likely to do in January is override Hogan's vetoes of bills passed the previous year. The leaders of both chambers expect to override Hogan's veto of a bill requiring reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. Bush also suggested lawmakers take steps to address opioid addiction by directing more money to rehabilitation programs.
One of the things the governor needs to address is how to get that money to health departments rather than police departments. You're not going to rest your way out of this problem.
Mitchell, from the governor's office, said job creation is one of Hogan's top priorities.
Last year, there was a proposal for manufacturing, so the governor would look for another job proposal, particularly in those areas that have seen high unemployment rates. Baltimore City, parts of Prince George's County, the southern eastern shore, and out in western Maryland.
The lawmakers also said they are keeping an eye on President-elect Donald Trump's plans. For Miller, that means looking at potential federal government job losses.
The bad news is that we're a company town. We're tied into the federal government. And the president says he's going to drain the swamp. That swamp, we're dependent upon those jobs.
Jennings said he's keeping an eye on changes to the Affordable Care Act.
We don't know what President-elect's going to do with it. But whatever he does do is going to have a trickle-down effect on us here in the state.
He said changes to the healthcare law could lead to state-level legislation. I'm Rachel Bay in Cambridge for 88.1 WYPR.